Okay, joining me here, Dr. Ann Ellis, thank you very much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So as we were just touching on, we are at the peak right now of allergy season.
Getting pretty close, yeah. We still have some residual oak pollen in the air for people who are sensitized to trees, but grass really got started last week. So we've got lots of different options that could be activating your seasonal allergies right now.
Now, is there a way to sort of tell exactly where the pollen level is locally?
Well, I actually subscribe to a pollen report from Aerobiology Lab, which is a Kingston company, but they do pollen sampling all across the country. So at the end of each week, I get a report on what the week was, but they also contribute to pollen forecasts. So things like the Weather Network, when you see the pollen forecast, it's their data that's being shown to give you a sense of what is expected for the day and the day ahead.
Okay. And as you had mentioned, right now we're at a point where the grass and then now the oak tree pollen is currently something to be aware of for those with tree allergies.
Yeah. So birch is sort of the most potent of the tree allergens that we get exposed to here at this time of year. It's pretty much died off now, but oak comes a little bit later and it's still circulating. Maple still circulating. So it just depends on which particular trees you've become sensitized to. But the dominant driver right now is definitely grass pollen.
Well, and you know, the thing is, people like to get outside and enjoy. I mean, we've had some very nice weather, warm weather. But obviously people don't want to be suffering in the process of extreme allergies. So there is things like Reactin, Claritin that people can take. Is there anything else that you would suggest?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you've named the right types of antihistamines, so those newer non-sedating antihistamines are far more effective and safer than the older antihistamines like Benadryl. But there are other new prescription non-sedating antihistamines that your primary care provider can give you a prescription for if you happen to have a private drug plan, saves you the out-of-pocket cost, and they're highly effective therapies. One of which is slightly better than Reactin in clinical trials, and the other one is the least sedating of all the prescription antihistamines, so it has that advantage for people who are somewhat sensitive to medications. But importantly, there's also a myriad of nasal corticosteroids that your physician can prescribe for you to help go beyond just the antihistamine if that's not been enough. And nasal steroids are really effective in symptoms like nasal congestion in addition to the runny nose, et cetera, that we associate with hay fever symptoms.
Excellent. And just to clarify, which was the one that was the least sedative?
So over-the-counter, Allegra does not cross the blood-brain barrier. And by prescription, there's an antihistamine called Blexten that doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. So those two do not cause sedation.
Excellent. Yeah, as I guess Reactin and Claritin can, from what you're understanding.
Yeah, it's very low.
Very low.
I mean, we're looking at Claritin is about 2-5%. Reactin is about 8-10%. Rupall, which is the other prescription antihistamine, is again around 8%. So very low compared to something like Benadryl, which is closer to 70%.
Excellent. Oh, okay. And anything else that people should be aware of during this season?
Absolutely. So if the medicines that you're trying have been prescribed are not doing the trick, and or you don't want to have to repeat the rigmarole each spring, but ask to see an allergist. So we've got lots of allergists in the community now, and we can prescribe for you a customized immunotherapy that will actually get to the root of your symptoms and train your immune system to no longer have your ongoing seasonal allergy symptoms, but rather your immune system becomes sort of accustomed to it by actually taking very small amounts of the allergen, either through a series of injections or through a sublingual tablet that dissolves under your tongue. Obviously, they're not something that'll work if you're in the throes of the season. You have to sort of plan for next year. But the allergists can do skin testing to find out what it is exactly that you're allergic to and come up with a customized regimen for you to get you better for next season.